We should be amurav. We should know what a shayla is. Okay, a few points over here. This remark at the end of Siv Gimel, that in case you find the kli, zutro biyachid kederek shenesorim, right? I mean, this we come out. I mean, so we pass on how we deal with the sink. It's loved after that this is relevant to us. They used to wash it in klirishon. Right? They make a big pot and they would wash it in klirishon. Right? Nowadays, at worst, we do iri. Even in your dishwasher pashas, you're dealing with iri. You know, the main issue is not the stuff on the bottom. That water is taken and sprayed around throughout the dishwasher pashas. You're dealing with iri. So you're dealing with iri. To say that I'm chibdi machra the shach and the marshal akenekach to ask the kli in a case of suffix, that's really pushing it. And if you're dealing washing in your sinks, a lot of times you're dealing with something washing in a klisheni. It's already put into a basin or something like that. So your mama's washing in a klisheni. So but just because, like, you know, this chashash that you even one suffix could be enough. So that the Chavos Das says that in a case where you know that the washing was with iri, with klisheni, even with iri, one suffix is enough to mat. You're not mechir dimach in a case of one suffix. One point. Second point was I want to touch on. I mentioned to you the issue of how do we define the faucet. So it's an interesting notion of the
Shema Gadim.
So the makor for that. Again, is this Rashi over here in Shabbos and Mem and Beis? So, right, the Morris says over the story that they were together in the Beis Americas. That Rabbi Yisrael Bar Avdimi was Nichnasi Achar Rebbe the Beis Americas Mem and Beis. I wanted to put the Pashal Shem in Bambati. So they were after they would do Rechitza, they would do anoint themselves with oil. So I wanted to warm it up. Normally, Tobel cliche in the Ivite. So you say there's a Din Bishul and Shemin, the cliche is not Mabashul, and Hefsher is a Bishuloi. Okay. So Rashi says that the Hakam Bati, Shakam and Nimshachim Lamina Mayan, Chashul like a Kli Rishon, Shinishchuboy. So that the Ambati, which is you've run the water from the Mayan to the Ambati, has an electrician where it was heated. Shall be Shaviroi Minho Mealo or Mabashal. So Klirishon, which was Alaish, even though now it's no longer Alaish, is Mabashal. Come on, Hilvisak there, Shaviro and Rusokin, Lo Yitan the Sochin Tavla. That's the din over there, the Klirishon. You take over the fire, you cannot, it's Mabashal. So Klirishon, which was Alaish, and now it's no longer Alaish, is Mabashal. That's the mission later on that's a fair submission. So Zagrashi, the case over here, the Ambati, where the Mayan is over there, and that's where the water is, and then you run it on the ground to this place. It has the same din. It was a Klirishon, Shavir Murusach and Mialor. Right? The fact that Rashi sells it to the case of it was a Kader Shavir Murusach means that even though it's longer on the fire. Right, so it means even in the case of the Mbati was Nifsek HaKiluach, since you ran it from where the Eish was over the ground to here, that's Klirishon. And now when you stop the connection, so it's Klirishon, which you took over the fire. So now it's Klirishon, you took over the fire. Okay. Okay, so the Prima Gadim in Shinyut Kes, it was in Shabbos, it was Bishul, and in the Eshel Ram Lamed Gimel. The case on Bati was, he brings the Gemara over there, Tobel Klisheni, Gumash Mekarka Shehum Shach Mimayin Chami Tverei L'Zech. So it was you made this hole in the ground, you ran the water from the Chami Tverei to here, Havim Bati Klibishin, even though it's no longer attached to the mayan. So here you have a case where it was the coalsman was attached to the fire. So we're saying the din of nischol, if it's aleish, and is nischol on the karka, and goes into the second container, it's still called a klirishin. It's not called irin, right? So the chazanish, that's the chazanish that I told you. The chazanish says, okay, based on that, if I have an urn which is sitting on the fire, and I open up the spigot of the urn, and I put a kli underneath it. So that water, while it's flowing in, is a klirishin, because it's attached back to the fire. It's sitting on, there's the element that's heating the water. And as the water is being heated, it's transferring into the sleet. We saw from our sugya over here that in the air is actually less of a problem than on the ground. And if you tell me that on the ground it's considered klirishin, so for sure if it goes to the air, it's considered klirishin. So the water in your cup is a klirishin, kolzman is attached, and when you stop the connection, is klirishin, which you took off of the fire. So the cup that you put under the urn is considered a klirishin. And now when you're putting your coffee into it, you're putting coffee into a klirishin, which is mabash. Right? Or when you're putting, you know, whatever you're putting into it over there, it's a klirishin. So that the chazanish holds halacha l'maisa. Rechaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Taima d'Krua brings the hanhagas from the chazanish halacha l'maisa. So the chazanish in the back, the one of the hanhagas he brings in the back, he brings hanhagas from the chazanish. So he brings the chazanish held that it's considered a klirishin. And he would always be makban on one more kli than the velt is makban on. Now, is that the pshat in the story of the Gemara? You know, that's what Rashi learned. That's the truth of Rashi. Right? So according to that, so turning to our sinks, so the boiler is a klirishin. The water going through the pipes is mechubar back to the boiler, which is a klirishin. The water is coming out. According to that, when it comes out into your sink, it goes into your basin. That's a klirishin. So that ups the ante very much when you're discussing the shilas of washing in your sink. Right? So the Prima Gadim would seem to put his stamp of approval on this Rashi halacha l'maisa, that he understands. That's Rashi Taisha, doesn't bring any chalik. He said that's the din, and that's pshat the monkey of rum, etc. Right. Especially when we learn Sadi Beis. The end of Sadi Beis. There's this long pass. So he brings on the Maril, the Sugya of Ladles. Okay. So the Maril says that the Maril is talking in the Chumra. He's saying, okay, so you're kashering. So how do they do kashering? So they have this big container boiling up with water, and now you want to kasher something. So some things you put directly into the pot. So well, this only needs earring. No problem. Great. Okay, good idea. I'll take a big pot, scoop it up from there, and do earring. No, that's not good. That's not good. That's once you put it into the pot, it's klisheni. And now you're doing your klisheni.
You have to
hear
from a
klisheni. That's the Maril says. That's the Maril saying a ladle is considered a klisheni. You have your pot, and it was aleish, right? And you're sticking your ladle into it, taking it out. So, oh, now the ladle, the pot's klisheni, the ladle's klisheni, and now you're pouring from a klisheni. Correct.
that's a kavul karmer to our scenario over here.
If it's mamash, you're putting the kli into the pot where the ash is. You're saying you take it out, it's considered a klisheni. Right? So I can't come along and say when I have a cup coming from, I'm not dipping the ash, I'm pouring out from the ash onto the other thing. Oh, that's a klisheni. Over here's a klisheni. It's not shy, right? So but then the Merle says, if you leave the ladle in for a period of time, so what's an afdimina? I mean, that's klirishin already. It's mamash aleish. Yeah, so that makes sense. Right? You leave the ladle in for a period of time, and the water starts bubbling up around it again. So it's cooking in that kli. So that's a kli. That's a klirishin. So right, right. Perakir. I'm the Rebbe of Dimi. If that's Yachar Rebbe the Merchatz, Tovah Klisheni Kadeshis Ma'irachoyim. So it means we're donning the Merchatz as a Klirishin. Not about this case of the Rashi. So that's water which you took out of the Klirishin, put it here, and we're not calling that a Klisheni. We're calling it a Klirishin. Right. So therefore, you can be magal that way. That's called Klirishin. Taking the ladle's Klirishin. So maybe the pshat is that Dambati was the klisheni. So he learns that the Dambati is a klirishin, and the kli that you're taking out of the Dambati is also klirishin. You have to put it into another kli after you take it out. That's how Vaidhi takes this concept. Now, there's a little more like Rashi that it was nifsuk. You know, I don't know, but he's definitely donning the Dambati. Now, the case of the Dambati could have been there was a fire under it. Not like Rashi's, you know, that's not mukhuk in the sugya that you have to learn like that.
Does it make a difference if it's Yatzeletis?
Yeah, but it's only Yatzeletis, but everything Yatzeletis. So the pasha, the more assumes at the end of the Gemara that it was a case of chametz tiberi, because the more asks the kasha, why yichayiv? It's mavash v'chametz tiberi, which is potter. The more it says, I mean, if we do it, he bichayiv. Meshomer mavash v'chametz tiberi b'shabes is chayiv. So my said the Rebbe lach gzeira havo. Okay, so they were doing it in something which along the lines of chametz tiberi. So Pasha the Gemara, it's talking like Rashi's case, whether it's Mechubar or not, I'm Mechubar. But this Maril is, you know, he's asking very stark. The Maril is, you cannot come along and tell me that a ladle is considered a klisheni once you got this Gemara. It's a Kalbo Karmer, you know, Mamash a Kalbo Karmer. So when we go through that Taz, you know, we'll have to work out. You know, he learns the Gemara that the more actually means there's another step in the process. Okay, so that's interesting prima godim to take into consideration. What's interesting that the Paiskim, when they discuss Ramosha and the Daim Lais, when they so Michas Yitzchok in his conversation does mention this point that it's very possible you're taking from the when you're pouring, it's mechubar back to the fire is on, and that's more chomer than stam yirik klirishin. He does mention it. Rambam does not mention it. Rav Moshe does not mention that cheshbon. Does not seem to take that into consideration how he learns the sugya. So that's an interesting point. We got to pass on that shayla. The Daim Weiss does do that. Okay. A few more things I want to clarify for you. If you're not going to paskin, so Marsha paskins, we get that the sink is not treif, right? If you have one sink and use it for milchus inflation, so the sink is, at the end of the day, he says basically the sink is not treif. The only place it's going to be treif is the place where there was a case where you had actual residue of basur, which there was an eerie clearishin on that spot, and it's not vliya. And then within 24 hours, you had an extra residue of milk in the same spot, and the same thing happened. So that spot now becomes basa b'cholov, and the chances of that happening are minimal. Minchas Yitzchak says, you know, there's times that people pour out, you pour out hot gravy. So you're not talking about necessarily the eerie clevision from the clevision of gravy all over the bottom of the sink. And then you do the eerie clevision, you throw out some extra, you cook something milchic, you have leftover milchic. You know, you pour out the hot milk. So you, very good chance the sink is treif.
Rav Moshe sounds like he's talking about a sink without a hose. Rav Moshe sounds like he's talking about a sink that the spigot is fixed. He says that the kiluach only goes on a small chelik of the sink. But if you have a sink with a hose...
The sprayer, being.
The sprayer.
The sprayer might be better because my sink could be nifsach a kiluach.
Some faucets, the faucet itself could be pulled in all directions. But why would that be nifsach a kiluach?
I mean, okay, I have to go analyze how it looks to me. It looks like it spreads out little droplets and they fly in the air.
You basically just the same hose. You don't switch the setting from pouring to spray. You just pull the faucet out. You can go wherever you want.
Yeah, but any given moment it goes to one spot. That's Marsha's point. Marsha's point is any given moment it goes to one spot. It's not hitting the whole sink at one time. Elmo, you have one of these spray things that goes all over the place, but that usually becomes droplets before it hits, unless you want to like stick it right next to it. So then you bite to your one spot. So there's a remora before in Pezayan that that it's also lechatus age tachas kederes shal over chachamim the fish shem avashim behem pamin cholav pamin baser. Now mechatus tachas kederes shal behem bali day bishul baser becholav. So the Rambam assumes there's no issue bishul baser becholav under Rabbanan. So the Rambam assumes that bali is in a pot, so that they cook milchiks in it, they cook fleshes in it. So, not necessarily. The case of the Rambam is palmim baser palmim cholov. They weren't in the cheese burners yet. Right? Palmim baser palmim cholov. So what's the problem? The problem is the bleas. So the Rambam assumes that now they're cooking. I look in the pot and they're cooking flations. No problem. I can be mechata tachas ein. The problem was they would travel. They come to the inn. There was a big fire over there, and everybody would take their pot with their food and they would put it by the fire to cook. Okay, so you want your cook pot to cook, so you want to stir up the coals and get some good heat. Meanwhile, you're also stirring up and cooking the goy's pot also. You're hasting the bishul in the goy's pot. Secure bishul is considered bishul, right? So he says it's a problem, bishul basar b'chol. You're not going to eat it. You're not being henna from it. You're doing bishul basar b'chol. So the Rambam assumes that cooking basar b'chol based on the blias in the pot is an issue of the rice. Because of either Rabbanon, there's always a bishul on the basar b'chol of the Rabbanon. So he holds that Tom has a din of a bishul the rice. Okay. It brings it from a ghost. That's it's a ghost Mordechai. It has to be Ben Yomo. It wouldn't be the rice, it's not a Ben Yomo. No, I don't know anything. That he's saying you shouldn't take your chances. Something like Hanuman Yoyman usually means on your bidi evidence. Now, over here, I'm coming to Mechat to the Eish, and there's over there in Kufra Beis. Over there in Kufra Beis, in Stam Hanuman Yoyman. There's one of the Nosei Kelim which says that it's all talking about cases where the inner was used. Here's using it. So I don't know how he used it. Right. Correct. I mean, again, it's a chumra over here that, I mean, Kibaker Tain is over here, there's some more, it's just some kind of I'm not sure how much, I'm just pointing out, but if it's not going to be a. Correct. Right. But the calls are achnis. As I want to point out, so that this deal, whether you don tam like a bustam called the rice or not, is relevant to your sink also. Right. The line wise is kosher that your sink is strafe. It's bustam call of. If you kept hot water in your sink, you also could clean it. Right. So if we want to be, we could either try and find some sort of heter a little bit. Kivager, when you learn Pesach, you'll learn that this Kivager, we spoke of this Kivager when we learned the Taz by the Zvuvim. This is the Kivager by the Taz. It's a sovereign situation. It's a Sufik. That's not a figuration. But it's a sub-integration, because if there is Basim Bacalov in the Blias, your body doing it. It's like closing the box. If there's Zulum inside the box, your body doing it. You don't know if there's Zulum in the box. If the light bulb is on, your body turning it on, you open the door. But you don't know if the light bulb is on. All those scenarios, that's what Kamegar discusses over here. This from all, the Chara should be a ride to that. That Taz over there, the case of that it's mutter by the case of the Zvukim, because it's not called gracious, so it should be the same thing over here as well. He learns that this Ramah is a Rai connected to the Taz. So that's what the Bir Loch has said, maybe the difference between the Rices and the Rabbanans. The Taz talking about saying this Zvukim, which is a Rabbanan. So it's got to be that. We're not mocking sub-sigration. And here we're dealing with Bishop Basim Bacala, which is a deraisa. That's what Bir Loch suggests, the possibility in Shinte Zayin. So he's understanding that the point of the Ramah, we're dealing with the deraisas. The veil is a machlokes. Right? Chazer is the Rabbanan for sure. Dabar Tameh. The Vela, which is Basar of the Torah, just all that has an issue in the Vela, that's a Machloikas. So, I don't know what the Ghost Mordechai Sheik is in general, like, I mean, that, you know, you have to look that up. Okay. Fine. Um, Yeah. Okay. So he says he asks the shock. What he asked on this? Where are you? That's a different issue. They're not arguing in this lakuna that it's called. It's bishul basa b'cholov. If you have a ben yoma situation, it's bishul basa b'cholov. Are you chuvim the chayshish or not? That's a different question. With regards to the. One more point. I don't remember. I want to share with you one more point. Yeah. There's something else I want to tell you besides it also. Okay. Fine. The Kvager. Kvager over here. Mershon mentions of Kvager. The Kvager back over here in Sadi Hey in Sif Gimel. The Kvager on the Shach in Sif Kat Lachov. So he has a problem in the shach at the end. So what's the point of the shach at the end? That he's masupik. He says the karkarn that had to case it with both kelim and kiyim. So you have a sort of not bernat. Im kain, if one of the kelim was iser, you wouldn't have the heter of not bernat. He says the tzarchian. That may be that even though eerie inclusion is mavashal, it's not mavashal, it can be maflet mina kli, yavila kli. So it can be mavashal. It could take and heat it up and be mavliyat. To take kli A, heat it up to the point that it takes out the tam, then go to kli number two, heat it up enough to be mavliyat the tam, that already can't. That's his masupik. So therefore the Shach says, in a case where you have two kelim, basa b'cholov, one of them is naki and one of them is not naki, so the naki is osur, because let's say the fleishika pot was a clean fleishika pot, and there was a dirty milchika kli, and you're washing them together in your kli rishon. So according to what I'm saying, the reclusion will take the residue, the milchiga residue, bimavliyat into the fleshika kli. So you acid your fleshika kli. On the other hand, the milchiga kli has to take the tam out of the fleshika kli, which is clean, and bimavliyat the milchiga kli. Maybe that it can't do. See, Sarkin, well, he says nearer that it's mavashul mamish. Shkreger says, look, there's a pasha of kashmir over here. There's another problem. Right. So there's milchiga resin. You're taking tam out of the fleshika kli and putting the milchiga resin, that I can do. Now you can prove it. You're just not sure if it can be mavliya into the milchiga kli. But it can definitely be mafla the tam from the fleshika pot into the milchiga resin. So the residue now becomes basa b'chol. Okay. Now your next irui, all it has to do is take the tam from a food and put it into the kli. That it can do. So this whole discussion seems to be strange. So yesh la'ayin. Af mira enim abashul lahafid avliya mikli lekli. The kol bokam neither the betchila halich look shebekli kolav while the mikli naki the baser. They're maflit loichol. It has iri is strong enough to take a favor out of the kli into the food. That it can do. So now your piece of cheese is basa b'cholov. So that's basa b'cholov. That's nevela. Now you're being mavliya from the cheese into the milchiga kli. The kli. So she says, I don't understand the cheshbon of the shach. Okay. Thank you. So he says Yesh Lion, he doesn't understand the Shach Masupik about his Cashman, and the Shach's Cashman might be true, it's irrelevant. The Shach is saying, I don't know if the Kayach of Irui, I've proven it can be Mavashal to the extent that it could be mafered from one Kli, bring of Leah into a second Kli. I don't know. Can it do that or not? The Shach's Masupik. Mistabri, yes, but I don't know. So when the Malka has some Aruba, so you can make. But the Kirega, what has some Aruba be make? Doesn't make any sense. You didn't know Mamish, you have Leah Tom Bosmakolov into your Galen. So Moshe, Teich, his Shuva, answers Kirega, he also answers Kirega's God. So, Vizeh Hekeli Besses Hashem Yisborg. Let's start a little bit. Okay, so the first point over here is the Shiloh was from the Tishanover. The Tshuva in the Michlas Yisrael was to the same person. The Tshuva in Michlas Yisrael was in Tavshin Yud Zayin. And so he got Dain Weiss's response, and then he asked Rav Moshe, he wanted to hear what Rav Moshe would say about it. Right? So when you're the Tishanover, you can do that too. There's probably, I have no idea the number, there's probably hundreds of Tshuvas from Moshe to the Tishanover. He was very close. Nidhi Rabba Ganim Afursim, Yard Lum Kishal Alacha, right? So, Moshe had very nice titles, right? Right? Like, you look at the Tshuvas that he wrote, he wrote very nice titles, but there's still a, there's a reason why he got this title. See, he wasn't asking a Pesach with Taurus and Pesach. He was asking Talmud Chacham, a Taurus, giving me a hakra on this issue. So he told Rav Moshe the Pesach of the Minchas Yitzchok. Rav Moshe at the end responded to that and said, I don't think that's correct. So Rav Moshe was aware that he already had asked Dain Weiss, and Dain Weiss already had given him a tshuva. Which Aga, by the way, that is the person asked the Rav a second time. He asked him a deal, the Rav that he already asked the Shayim. No, then you don't have to. If you got a Bataris Pesach and you feel maybe there's some other consideration, you have to start out with what you were told and you go from there. So in your rabbi shopping, you just have to make sure that you're willing to tell the second rabbi what the first rabbi said. What? Yeah. Okay. So he raises the question, you have one sink, what are you going to do? Fine. He says, apparently the Tishanover wrote a truth about it. The Herak, but the Divrei Harif is the Bekiyas Kedarla, the Divrei Abbasanim, the Farshat Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Now, Sharon, who Tircha Kedarla, the Nashim Raiskis. Yeah. Are going to say Yarmu Rabbi Kama Hirachta Leinu Varyin Shalom Visakha Kiluach Tarzi Rabbeinu Ramua Bashach Yishmar Shanoshi Shalonu Shapar Avdi. Our women are doing the right thing. Okay. What?
It helps to complain.
I don't know if that's true or not based on this, but sometimes it turns me off when people complain, but okay. So he brings the Chara that we have this problem with this Ramua, right? Ramua and Tzadi Beis, passes like the Chumash Hadeshin, the Kol from the Kedera, which is Nischol, has it like Iri and it's Asur, and it's all Reseach, not Yatzaletis boy. Um, And over here, he paskins iramayim roiskim al klelim shabbos v'shalcholah b'yachad l'shum and davar b'hem akol shori. Because iri is not like klibishin mamish. Okay, why? Like the Zimahefta says, this, when it hits the kli already, it's a sort of cliche to talk over. Okay? Therefore, in the case of kli shel issur, kli shel hetter, there's not a problem. So the Ramah said before, this is a kluch oyster option is called, and here he's saying it's mutter to steer the Ramah. So it's not just a kasher from the Ramah, the Tereskatas, but the Egypt psak of the Ramah here in Sadi Hay is connected to the psak of the Ramah in Sadi Beis. So he says, therefore, Ashi's Ramah, Dana Maflin of Leah. So I'm in the second, I'm on page Samach Gimel, the first paragraph on the right, about seven lines on the bottom of the paragraph, eight lines on the bottom of the paragraph. Ashi's Ramah, Dana Maflin of Leah Ka'achas, inclusion is not Maflin of Leah Ka'achas. By Bekli, Shukosha, Kedakosa Bashach, Latarates. The Shach is suggesting the answer, which he finds in Shmir, but he's suggesting that Shat in the Ramah. That which is before in Samachas by Maliga, it's Mafit Mavnea, but Basar. Kom Yesh Lesser, the Kimel Nifsaka Kilua, Yesh Lakli, should be Yesh Lakli, Hamayim, Yesh Hashom, Medin Klimishan, Osra Kalim, Bimasharak, Ilia Behemashuman, the Ban, Shalikha, Bilia Basar, Kia Kholim. Too much, Shach Lakish is there. Like, why are you asking on the Shach? We seem to be asking the Kash on the Shach. It's a problem in the Ramah. The Shach quotes this of a Hetzer in Sivkat Yudches. Says, doesn't stim with the Ramah over there in Zadi Beis. And the Ramah over here does stim. Right? She says in the Kash, you're going to ask the Kash. But Nachal and Niyazdaiti. So let's answer that question. Toysus and Shabbos on Mbeis, Pligi Rashbam, Rari, Be'iri, the Machot of Rishonim, what is together Iri Klivish? The Shabbam is Hekiat Iri Klisheni. Machot of Kaimel and Tatogobar. So, you're being Ma'are from the Klivish. You're going into this other Kli. The other Kli is the Iker, Tatogobar. So the Iri gets the same thing as the Tatog. So the impact that the Iri has is not based on the Iri, it's based on the Tatog Gavr. The Iri doesn't do anything. The Riyad Rav Hechiyach, Mihad Shmuel, Moirim, B'Sachim, Lavai, Involved, the Afshat Tatog Gavr, the Kamus, Echson, and Kaleif, Mishum, Lada, Meker, Lei, Bola, Mavashu, Krei, Klipa. So Iri is Mavashu, Krei, Klipa. Haraya, you see whether you have to eat Kaleif. Here's the Rabbeinu Tam, B'Sachim, and Sachim, Lav, Tzadi, Hei. So how does Bam on the Gemara? He's done Amor, it's Gomer. Right? You forgot a Gemara. The Gemara says it's a bit of Klipa. I didn't forget that. Teretz is. Tzarl Norm, Mishlev Rashbam. Be'efshir Shatiyah Beliyah Belebishol. You're telling me to talk over, and the bottom one is has no koyach bishul. It's cooling it off. That during that moment of time, it should be bishul. No, it's not mistab. It should be bishul. Bliya is shayach. To talk over, he must take the iskar sheiri and mavasha klal. Come walk him of bliya. Ademaker connect klipa, but bliya is a good half. So koyach of bishul. Tosis is dinner. Oh, that's late. Okay, so I guess other than God, I just want to finish off this thought. Tosis is Kashman. Why is not Mavashu? Because in the Klimishan, the Doifners are Makamavis. The Klimishan, the Doifners are Makarvis. Now, the change of temperature is not significant from the Klimishan to the Klimishani. That's not the point of Tosis. The point is, Pashas, the Bishul, it takes a period of time. You need a certain kayak to do that, and over there, to maintain the kayak of Bishul was not al Eish anymore, you need the Milo of Doifness Mechamamois. And when Doifness are Mechamamois, you don't have that Milo, so don't have a kayak of Bishul anymore. Because the whole idea of Bishul is it's something which is an Imshach. Bishul is not bin rega. So, and that Zokter Rashbam. So there's no way that you tell me Adam Mekele Bola, which the Mort says, that means Bishul. I don't know. You tell me the whole process is takover. It's being makar. So that's mamish. That's a cliche. That is a makar. The death is a makar. So Bishul, it can't be. I believe it is easy. Believe it happened immediately. We spoke about the Shiloh. How quickly do we have questions for please? I found a Dr. Chuba about it. Dr. Chuba Taka brings a sheet to Aruch HaShulchan, which says maybe that it doesn't happen immediately. You need time. But he brings a whole slew of Akronim, which say not like that, that Bliyas are immediate. And one of the examples is this then on the Makarle Isbola. So we assume in the local that the Bliyas are immediate. Bliyas, yeah, it's easy to absorb something. But Bishul is older than ballgame. So in Hilchos Shabbos, you're having Bishul, not Bliyah. Klishei is not Mavashul. Your Klishei is not Mavashul. Okay, let's hold it here.